It's Good Manners Month, and that led Rita Smith to her latest rediscovery.
Most parents have rules, rules, and more rules for just how they want their children to behave, and they often have cruel little stories, known as cautionary tales, that go along with the rules, showing exactly what will happen if they're not obeyed. Two writers from the late 19th century, Heinrich Hoffmann and Hilaire Belloc, wrote some truly dire cautionary tales for children, but tempered them with a dose of droll humor. The point is to show what happens to one misbehaving little boy or girl in order to keep the young reader from going down the same destructive path. Here is Hoffman's cautionary tale on the rule, "Don't suck your thumb." One day Mama said, "Conrad, dear, I must go out and leave you here, but mind now, Conrad, what I say. Don't suck your thumb while I'm away. The great tall tailor always comes to little boys that suck their thumbs, and ere they dream what he's about, he takes his great sharp scissors out and cuts their thumbs clean off, and then, you know, they never grow again." Mama had scarcely turned her back. The thumb was in, alack, alack. The door flew open, in he ran, the great, long, red-legged scissors man. Oh, children, see, the tailor's come and caught our little suck-a-thumb. Snip, 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 the scissors go, and Conrad cries out, "Oh, oh, oh!" Snip, snap, snip, they go so fast that both his thumbs are off at last. Mama comes home. There Conrad stands, and looks quite sad and shows his hands. "Ah," said Mama, "I knew he'd come to naughty little suck-a-thumb." Belloc has an entire book entitled Cautionary Tales for Children, including this poem that shows what happens to a little girl who disobeyed the rule, "Don't slam the door." A trick that everyone abhors in little girls is slamming doors. A wealthy banker's little daughter, who lived in Palace Green Bayswater, by name Rebecca Offendort, was given to this furious sport. She would deliberately go and slam the door like Billy Ho to make her Uncle Jacob start. She was not really bad at heart, but only rather rude and wild. She was an aggravating child. It happened that a marble bust of Abraham was standing just above the door this little lamb had carefully prepared to slam. And down it came. It knocked her flat. It laid her out. She looked like that. Her funeral sermon, which was long and followed by a sacred song, mentioned her virtues, it's true, but dwelt upon her vices, too, and showed the dreadful end of one who goes and slams the door for fun.